and you had fallen. Was it New Year's Eve?
Yes.
When you fell?
Sarah Kane Bartlett, a geriatric social worker, visits with 82-year-old William Reed Pogue at his home. The former NASA astronaut and U.S. Air Force pilot fell a year ago, breaking several ribs. And a year earlier, his beloved wife passed away. Colonel Pogue says that Sarah Kane Bartlett has helped him manage a gauntlet of medical and personal affairs, including his recent move into Concordia, an independent living complex in Bella Vista.
I mean, it's just a matter of innocent ignorance. All the different options, and Sarah educated me to those. She steered me just by bringing me up here, and it would have been a lot more difficult.
Along with Colonel Pogue, Sarah Kane Bartlett has helped many individuals and families meet the complex challenges of aging.
My grandmother died when she was 95, and in my own family, her death was a crisis. And so that was the catalyst that made me decide to spend the rest of my life working with the elderly.
She has her own company, Care Support Services, and is the only certified advanced practice geriatric care manager in the area. She has around 20 clients right now in a variety of settings.
It's great work. In fact, it's not really work. It's just a great privilege to work with some of the people that I've helped. I've from professors to retired musicians to the wonderful farmers and just wonderful families. Every person has a unique history, and they're great histories, and that's what you learn.
As a little girl, Carolyn Wheeler preferred hanging out with the elders. She loved hearing their stories.
I grew up with a real respect for my elders.
Carolyn Wheeler's a licensed social worker certified in geriatric care at the nonprofit Schmieding Center for Senior Health and Education, based in Springdale. Schmieding's multidisciplinary staff provide free advice along with certified home caregiver training and products, operate numerous support groups, and a resource center. Schmieding also has 4 geriatric physicians on staff who instruct medical students and health professionals. Carolyn Wheeler serves as a caregiver instructor and a contract-managed care consultant.
And our focus at the Schmieding Center primarily is on keeping people in their home. And so I'll go to that person's home and I'll do an assessment of what's in the home. And then, depending on the family's situation, whether they want me to go back on regular periodic visits, I'll do that.
To make sure the client is eating, bathing, and taking prescribed medicines.
I'm probably not as bashful as I used to be. It used to be really bad, but I've lost most of that. In fact, I know I'm not as bashful as I used to be. So I just ask those hard questions.
Social workers, by and large, are trained to read and respond to subtle signs. Carolyn Wheeler also uses and teaches validation, a method for communicating with elders afflicted with dementia.
And it's a lot about recognizing that that person is a person, no matter if they have dementia, Alzheimer's, or other forms of cognitive illnesses. They still are a person, and they still have all the rights that any person has. And so getting that across to our students is a big part of our education program.
Basically, I couldn't move. I couldn't sit up. I couldn't walk.
Kieran Wavering has lupus, Sjogren's syndrome, severe arthritis, and neuropathy. The 65-year-old former librarian checked into Regional Affiliated City Hospital, a 140-bed long-term skilled nursing and rehab facility in South Fayetteville. When she first arrived, she was met by licensed social worker Michelle Sutton.
She took such good care of me and such good care of my husband. They have meetings here every Tuesday for patients and the families invited in. And she was always coming in, telling him exactly how I was doing. One day during my 4.5 months here, I had a little down spell. She was in my room right away. I don't know how she knew about it, but she came right away to see what she could do.
After 4 months of physical therapy, Karen Wavering is back home. Michelle Sutton helped her secure a wheelchair and even interceded with Wavering's insurance company in the end, saving her a bunch of money. A half dozen city hospital residents hang out in the solarium this morning, where staff keep a close eye. City Hospital practices the Eden alternative philosophy of care, creating a cooperative habitat where even the most demented are respected. Michelle Sutton.
One thing that I make a point to do is when I go down to our long-term care unit, Even if I'm very busy and on a mission, I acknowledge everyone I pass. I call them by name. If there's a confused dementia patient kind of wandering around, I can't find my daughter. Well, tell me about your daughter. Let's sit down and talk about this. If you just take the time to provide that individualized care, you can prevent some of the behaviors.
Sutton recalled visiting her grandpa in the nursing home when she was a teenager, later shadowing a social worker there, which set her life's course, she said.
So at a really young age, I realized that I really enjoyed working with elders and getting to know elders. I valued them. But most of the time, a good social worker can kind of bring patients and their families together so that they're working as a unit to achieve the patient's goals, while also keeping in mind that you're a representative of the facility you work for and maintaining your facility's goals as well.
Rather than be treated by the family doctor, elders across the country are increasingly going to local geriatric clinics. Melissa Rogers, a licensed clinical social worker, has been part of Washington Regional's Clinic for Senior Health since it was established in 2005. She has a master's in medical social work.
I just think working with the senior population is just truly amazing. I mean, they have a story. They have so much history. They're like a walking history book, you know. And really, so many are so appreciative of just any help that you can give them. It's very, very rewarding.
The outpatient clinic, which is just south of the hospital in Fayetteville, provides primary care for people 65 and older. The staff of geriatric specialists and nurses also operate a memory center and movement disorder clinic. All patients first meet with Melissa Rogers and her colleague, Lisa Huey, though, both geriatric social workers, for clinical intake.
We see all the new patients, and our role as a social worker in the clinic is to get a social history when they come into the clinic. We actually see them before they see the doctor, but on the same day, and just kind of find out if they have a support system or what their needs are, and we can provide resources at that time. And then just to kind of basically let them know, the patients and the family know, that, hey, we're here even after today's visit. If in 6 months you have questions or concerns, we're here as social workers that can provide resources. Call us.
Patients get a memory screen to determine cognition and a physical. Then the social workers step up to start building a support infrastructure for both elders and caregivers who need it.
And if you're just treating the medical side and not dealing with all the other social issues, then you're not treating the whole person. So we really work as a team, and that's part of the social worker's job, is to make sure that they have the resources, connecting people to the resources, working with the families if someone has a diagnosis of Alzheimer's or vascular dementia or Parkinson's, getting them into a support group, educating them so they know what's available in the community. So that's really an important piece of what we do, is just connecting people to services.
Rogers' office is filled with photographs of her family and racks of free literature for patients and families to take home, because the thing is, none of us are taught how to cope with caring for aging loved ones.
It really can be overwhelming as we age, and working with families, working with your own parents or siblings as they age, and kind of what their needs are. And a lot of people, you know, sometimes it's just giving them one phone number or making one call for them or saying, hey, why don't you try the VA? Your mom may qualify or dad may qualify for benefits. I mean, that really is so eye-opening to people, or they really feel like they have someone to talk to. And I think that's what's so important, is they're not alone in this process. And I think so many people, initially, when they're faced with a crisis, they're like, oh my gosh, where do I turn? And if they know there's a social worker at a clinic that they can call, they feel like, okay, someone's kind of holding their hand and helping them through this process. So I really do think it makes a big difference. We are one of the only clinics in the area that has a social worker on staff. And I'm just thankful for I really say Washington Regional recognized the importance, our geriatricians recognized the importance of having a social worker in the clinic, having two social workers. So, I mean, it really, really makes a big difference, and I think our families would tell you the same.
And Melissa Rogers says, because social workers operate as a community here in Northwest Arkansas, at any point in time, she can pick up the phone and call a colleague for help. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.